Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Fernandez. Batting third. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Matt Williams. Batting fifth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting seventh. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Chad Curtis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Cirillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Dave Nilsson. Batting fourth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mark Newfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jeff Hewson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. And now, play ball. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez strikes out. 1 out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Matheny and he is out, Loretta applying the tag. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carr takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo hits a pop-up beyond second. Fernandez can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. There goes Carr trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Cirillo moves to second. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cirillo moves to third. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nilsson strikes out. 2 outs. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Justice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnitz. Justice reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Franco strikes out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Burnitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Newfield hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Curtis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. Curtis reaches second base with a double. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel bunts towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. Curtis moves to third. One out. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomey hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hewson hits a line drive into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Matheny hits a line drive into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. David Justice is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Justice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Justice hits a line drive towards first. Nilsson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Newfield. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Curtis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Curtis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Vizquel hits a line drive into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cirillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nilsson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cirillo moves to second. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0-for-1 in the game. Jaha hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Newfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Newfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-2 in the game. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Newfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Hewson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hewson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hewson for the out. One out. Mike Matheny batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Carr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 3. The Indians will come to bat. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Justice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Justice hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burnett. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ramirez moves to third. One out. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Curtis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Curtis takes first base on ball 4. Franco moves to second. Bryce Flory now pitching. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Ramirez scores. Franco moves to third. Curtis moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fernandez strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Villone now pitching. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-3 in the game. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nilsson hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jaha hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Indians. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Justice hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Jose Mercedes now pitching. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Franco strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Matheny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chad Curtis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Curtis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Curtis hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Newfield strikes out. 1 out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Loretta is 0-for-2 in the game. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Hewson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hewson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewson hits a line drive into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Vizquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fernandez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome is 0-for-4 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Matt Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, Indians. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Justice is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Justice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matheny is 0-for-2 in the game. Matheny strikes out. 1 out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cirillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Brewers 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles pinch hits for Manny Ramirez. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Giles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Franco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Indians. Chad Curtis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Curtis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Curtis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Nilsson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Curtis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Giles now playing right field. Michael Jackson now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Nilsson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jaha hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Burnett's is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burnett's hits a fly ball into center field. Curtis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Newfield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Newfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Newfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.